Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the first part of Maseches Chagiga, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So the Shalmei Chagiga and the Olas Re'iyah should be brought on the first day of Yom Tov. But what if you didn't do so? Mi shelo chag b'Yom Tov Rishon shel Chag. If a person didn't bring his Chagiga on the first day of Sukkos, Chogeg is kol haregel, he could bring it on any of the other days of Sukkos, v'Yom Tov Achron shel Chag, and he can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres, even though in certain ways Shmini Atzeres is considered a regel b'fnei atzmo, it's considered its own separate Yom Tov, but with regard to the karbanos of the Shalmei Chagiga that you had to really bring on Sukkos, you can still bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Other haregel v'lo chag, if the Yom Tov is over and you still didn't bring your Chagiga, eino chayiv b'achriyus, so there's nothing you can do anymore, so you can't bring it anymore, you don't have to bring some other karban in its place. Al zeh ne'emar, and it's about such a thing that we say, mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon v'chesron lo yuchal lihimanos, that sometimes you make a mistake and there's just no correcting for it. There's just no fixing it up. I've pointed out, Pastor Shechter points out that like people think if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh at Marav, like that's no big deal. Whereas at Shachris it's a big deal because you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So it's not the opposite. You should never do it. But at Shachris, at least you can make it up. Marav, you lost the opportunity. You can't make it up. You're not allowed to say another Shemoneh Esrei to make it up. Sometimes you have such a thing. I think Rav Daniel Feldman pointed out that the machlokes of Yisrael Salanter and the Chavetz Chaim, if informing someone that you've wronged them is going to hurt them even more, do you ask mechila for that which you've wronged them if you know that it's going to hurt them even more? So Yisrael Salanter says, no, in such a case, you don't ask mechila, you're going to hurt them even more by asking for mechila. So people think that that's a kula. No, it's not a kula, it's a chumra, because the only way to get kapara is by asking mechila, but you're not allowed to ask mechila, so it becomes a mu'uvas leyuchal liskon, chesron leyuchal lihimanos, right? That's the expression that we use. It's a pasuk in Koheles that tells us that there are some mistakes that you just can't fix, and those are the most tragic mistakes in a certain sense. So the Mishnah discusses what does the first part of that pasuk mean? Shem b'Menasya Omer, Ezu mu'uvas sheni yochal liskon. What is something that's crooked that you're never able to straighten out? Zeh habala erva v'holid mimena mamzer. That's if you violate the issue of being bowl in erva and you have a child from that, and that child is a mamzer. So what do you do? There's no fixing that. Nebuch, the kid is stuck as a mamzer his whole life. Im tomar begone v'gozel. If you say that the pasuk is talking about someone who steals or robs, no yochal lulaksi. And you do have the ability to fix that because you could return the stolen item. Even if it doesn't exist anymore, you could return the monetary value of that item. So that's not something that can't be fixed. The only thing that can't be fixed is that you do an avera in a way that now you have a person who's a mamzer who can't be fixed. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ein kor muvas elo l'misha hayu masukun betchil v'nesavis. The muvas means something that's crooked, means something that was once not crooked and it became crooked. So that can't be what the pasuk is talking about. The mamzer was always crooked. Ve'eza zeh talmid chacham aparish min haTorah. Talmid chacham who separates himself from Torah. Originally he was a talmid chacham because he was learning Torah and he was doing mitzvos, and then he abandoned Torah, so he made himself crooked. So even though he could do tshuva and he can go back to learning again, but there's one thing he can never do, and that is make up for lost time. So a person spent years not doing Torah mitzvos, say, yeah, he could do tshuva and all the averos, if he does tshuva me'avo, will become like zechuyos and all that. That may be true, but he'll never be the Talmud Chacham that he could have become, because all that lost time, there's no making up for that. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if a person didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Sukkos, he could bring it throughout Chol HaMoed and even Shmini Atzeres, but once Shmini Atzeres is over, he can't do anything about it anymore, and it's a Mu'uvas L'Yuchal Liskon L'Chesron L'Yuchal L'Himanos. Rav Shimon ben Menasya had said that no, Mu'uvas Shmini Yuchal Liskon is someone who's Boel in Erva, and now they have a Mamzer child to show for it. But if you just steal something, for example, that is possible to fix by returning the money. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that mu'uvas is only something that was once good, that was once correct and straight and right. So therefore, the example of mu'uvas l'yuchal liskon is a Talmud Chacham who left and abandoned his learning. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, which will help us conclude the first parak, and Be'ez Hashem also begin the second parak of Maseches Chagiga.